With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So they all wake up, they're on the Virgin Cruise, and they're headed to Bruges, Belgium. Now, Gabby, she is saying she's developing deep feelings already, but she doesn't know who's going to, like, step up this week and surprise her. Mm-hmm. Rachel, yet again, she is ready for a fresh start.
Oh, God. Every week.
Poor thing. So she's dealing with a lot of rejection and just hopes that her guys continue to show up for her. So Rachel's guys, they're sitting around. They're talking about how they want to make the best of the week for Rachel and, like, really cater to Rachel and Rachel. Meanwhile, Logan.
Logan's a trifling ass. Looking off into the distance like.
Yes. In the cut. Pining for Gabby, wants no parts of any of these guys are talking about, and is just trying to strategize how to get the fuck off this team. So, a day card arrives. It's for all of the guys except Avon. Avon will be getting the one-on-one this week. And the card says, "How sweet it is to be loved by you." Now, Logan, aloud to the guys, admits that he's having mixed feelings about being on the day card. He doesn't really explain what those mixed feelings are, so I feel like most of the guys are thinking it's just like the typical, I wish I was the one-on-one this
week. Yeah. But he wanted to break up with her on the one-on-one.
Really? Exactly. He doesn't want to go on this date at all and is trying to get the fuck out of here. So
ASAP.
ASAP. Oh, so he decides he cannot do this group date, and he, like, definitely needs to talk to Rachel. Like, time is a ticking, my dude.
Time is going back, classic. It's been expired
from like yesterday, my dude. Oh, God. So he goes knocking on her door. She's obviously very surprised to see him. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about this outfit she had on, though?
Oh my God. It was so cute.
So cute. It is given Kenyan safari honeymoon outfit.
Yes. Exactly what you need, friend.
Yes. I need one of these little workman jumpsuit situations. So cute. With like a little hat. A little
think the only thing that you don't have from this look for your Kenyan honeymoon is the actual clothes. You have every accessory.
Yeah.
You have all of that already.
Multiple
ready to
hats
go.
Now.
Yes. And combat boots and everything.
The boots. I need this workman suit though, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this was
Carrie, you got one?
Right.
Maybe two.
Help us. I know. I'm curious. I wonder if on Instagram on that like style spotter thing.
Style spotter might have it, but Carrie puts them up though.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look. Because this outfit I need. Anyways, so Logan and Rachel, they sit. He's like, you know, I never had a chance to tell you that giving me a rose was like such an honor. But I've been feeling kind of strange, you know. You and I share a connection. But the day I talked to Gabby, we also had a strong connection. And I thought I would get a rose from Gabby that night. This is where he... This is where he goofed. That line right there. God damn it, Logan.
He really did. And I don't know why he started with this lie of, I'm so honored when I get a rose from you.
Stop. You have been disgruntled since the moment you got a rose from her. Let's be real, Logan.
Logan, you are lying.
Lying, my man. Jesus. So then he continues and says, you know, getting today's date card, everyone was hype. And I realized I still had reservations and feelings for Gabby. And so that being said, I cannot go on this date and I need to step away from pursuing things with you. Miss Rachel is obviously speechless because this is ninth dude who has left her for Gabby. So
I know she is feeling like how when Colton had all four of them people leave.
Yep.
On his season, and he knows she clowned him too because she was watching. Yeah. And she has been watched this show, as I said, my initial thoughts. And she knows how this looks, and all of that is going through her head. She's bugging about how she looks as Bachelorette right now. And someone else came to her room and said, I like the other one.
Yeah. Again.
Again. This is not the first. Every week, two weeks out from meeting everybody's mama. And he's like, I'd rather her do it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ay, ay, ay. So Rachel says exactly what she needs to say, which is, you accepted so many roses for me. Like, I just wish you told me this sooner. Like, what the fuck, my dude? Like, and he's like, you know, I honestly wasn't sure. You know, I kept thinking, kept looking at you like, oh my God, Rachel's great. I'd be crazy not to want to be with her. Like, I can figure this out. And Rachel's like, okay, we got it. I don't need to keep hearing.
You're
good. Amazing. Thank you. Yeah. But no.
Yeah. Clearly not that much if you're, well, that's how she feels, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
She just takes rejection so much differently because she's so much younger than Gabby. But also she fits the bill for Bachelorette. You know, she's blonde. She's cute. She's little.
Yeah. So this is not making sense to her. No. She's like, I just don't understand what is happening here.
No.
Nope. So she's in her confessional. She's pissed. She's sad. She's like, you know, I gave him a group date rose, which I forgot that shit. He got a group date rose. I
forgot about that shit. Yo, he is.
That's crazy, woo! Logan. I can't even defend this dude. That's crazy.
Salesman. He is really a salesperson. Like, if you put forth that much effort to get a group date rose beyond Tino, beyond Zach, beyond Ethan, beyond all these other nice, caring, little warm teddy bear man. Tyler. Tyler the puppy. Oh, Dallas my puppy. God.
I don't know. So, yeah, she said, I gave him a group date rose. And then she just starts breaking down, just like bawling, like
cracking.
I don't want to do this anymore. This is 2 weeks before hometowns, which is a wild thought. We were meeting any of these people's parents, and I literally only know Tino and Nate, basically. I don't know anybody else. Zach, I guess, a little bit. We'll meet his dad.
A little bit,
but yeah, there's a lot of guys here that I'm like, what? We're going to hometowns in 2 weeks? That makes no damn sense.
Who are you?
Who are you? So yeah, she's like, it's 2 weeks until hometowns. And she says, to your point, she says, I feel like such a failure as a bachelorette. Yeah, she's literally I'm becoming the female Colton. No one wants me. You look crazy on television right now. Why am I here? Yeah. Rachel is in distress, and her guys are out exploring Bruges. They are ready for this group date. They're walking around endlessly, and meanwhile, she's in her bathrobe and bawling her eyes out.
She done unzipped that jumpsuit and got into the bathrobe.
Wiped her makeup off and said, I'm staying right here.
Wiped her makeup off. That self-tanner is still there. She's looking very deep bronze, Saint-Tropez, Jergens. Mm. It's giving old school Jergens tan.
Oh my God.
Man. It is so dark.
I never noticed her tan. I gotta pay attention next episode.
You gotta look. It's so wild because it's like March in Belgium. And she's like
no sunlight.
Me in the winter. Like, I'm like,
God, Rachel.
Yo, Rachel, I know you're from Florida, but goddamn.
But goddamn, girl. Goddamn. Oh, yeah. So that white man who stole Tasia and Caitlin's job shows up to talk to Rachel. Mm. And she's crying. She's talking about how her walls are going back up, how the guys are constantly every week having to like pick her back up and like start afresh every damn week. Here go the host with his generic bullshit.
You know, like he might as well have been a cue card.
Literally, might as well have been talking to a chair. Like, he added nothing. Although you're going through a storm right now, the hope is for you to fall in love with someone who loves you and for him to get down on one knee.
Oh my God.
Y'all really left Tasia and Caitlin unemployed to bring this man in.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Y'all really took away a good job from those two ladies for this man right here.
It's very Chris Harrison adjacent of like, well, yeah, the goal is to get married. So what you gonna do?
That's that.
Because you gotta get married.
Exactly.
Which one?
It's just terrible. And then she literally says to him, because she knows this ain't doing shit for her. She says, I appreciate everything you're saying, Jesse. I do. But this is tough right now. Like, literally is like, you are giving me no solace. I'm bawling. Where are Tasia and Caitlin? Please leave my bedroom. Thank you.
At least Gabby. Like, somebody. At least Gabby. Doing it.
They just left her for dead. She ain't got nobody to talk to. They really did. They set her up and gave her this host to usher her through the process. He's supposed to come in and like give guidance and give advice, and he brings absolutely nothing. It is still baffling to me that they gave this job to this man and took it away from Tasia and Caitlin, who actually added value as hosts to the leads.
God.
So she's sitting there boo-hoo-hooing, and he ain't doing shit to help her. And he's like, so what are you going to do about the group date? And they kind of just leave us there. So Her guys are still walking about in Bruges. It's like 5 hours of walking, just walking hungry, around in circles.
Tired, hungry, looking tired. For some woman anywhere. Like, anywhere. Oh my God.
Just waiting for this group date to start. Mm-hmm. Here comes the host around the corner. And he basically tells them that unfortunately Rachel has decided to cancel this group date.
Yep.
Some stuff went down.
Party. Yeah.
Yeah. Some stuff went down. She's not feeling good. However, she will come and see you tonight. Yeah, for the cocktail party. And the guys are obviously disappointed because every week, it seems, she's canceling a group day, a cocktail party. Like, something keeps getting canceled, and they are just continuing to get gypped of their time with this woman who they're supposed to bring home to meet their families in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, and they haven't even had, like, a solid week of, like, the formula, a group day, after party, this, or that. Like, they keep missing time.
Yeah, and I'm sure she looks to them like emotionally unstable or something. Like, I'm sure to them, she's looking a little like, okay, well, what's wrong with her every week? Something's wrong with you every week, you know?
Every week? Like, you can't, you know, figure this out. But again,
wrong with her every week.
There's something wrong every week. And again, I blame the producers and the host and Jesse, because Tasia and Caitlin would have whipped her into shape.
Yep.
They would have said, let's go. Logan's out. You got five guys here that really like you. Let's go. Put on that dress. You look beautiful. Let's go get this man. Like, they would have given her some type of to empower her to get up and go to the damn date. Jesse did none of that. He allowed her to just sit there in her robe and cancel something else.
Like, because he was the Bachelor 400 years ago and probably never spoke to that woman again. Wasn't her name Jesse too or something crazy? Isn't they both named Jesse? Some dumb shit. So he doesn't know what the fuck to do. All he could say was, I wasn't the perfect bachelor either. Like, yeah, we all fucking know that.
We know.
You're the literal poster board for mediocre. Like, we all know. So sorry, Rachel doesn't want to be that same iteration.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my Lord.
But, yeah, disappointing. The guys are missing more time, and no one's, like, helping Rachel. No one's helping, like, pick her up and say, come on, we can do this.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to cancel another date. Logan's gone. Good riddance to him. Don't forget Tino. Tino's here. Let's go.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Tino's here. Zach is here. Let's go, bitch. Put on that dress. You look fly. Let's go. Like, nobody? Just let her cancel shit again? That's crazy.
It's bad for the show. Now we don't know the guys. We all feel like we only know Tino. We only kind of know Zach. Ethan?
Yeah.
No clue. No camera time whatsoever.
No, like, none.
Oh god.
No camera time and no like meaningful time with her either. He has to just take what he can get because she keeps canceling shit. Yeah, ridiculous. Now Logan, he goes a knocking on Gabby's door. She's obviously very surprised to see him because she's not seen him. Like, since I guess she just sees him at roast ceremonies.
Since
they've split up. He is all smiles. They sit and chat. He's like, you know, if I wanted to talk to you for a while, I was on fire for you. And I was hoping you'd give me a rose.
Oh, my God. This Lifetime movie-ass bullshit. Oh, my God.
I know. Logan, you don't goof.
Really
if you were on fire for Gabby, now you're being extreme because before you just said I was torn and you know, Gabby, I think we had a stronger connection. Now you're saying you was on fire for her, so now you done played Rachel, is what you really was doing.
Yep,
we can't even defend your ass anymore talking about you didn't know you was in the middle. You were on fire for Gabby, clearly, as you just said.
Well, or I don't know, what to believe with Logan. I'm telling you, he's a salesman, I don't know.
Yeah, some ain't it. So he says, I was on fire for you. I was hoping you'd give me a rose. I took one from Rachel, and we've had some great moments, but I keep thinking about you.
Yeah.
And then he lets her know, I talked with Rachel, and I told her that I no longer want to pursue her, and I want to pursue you. So Gabby's first question is, well, how'd Rachel take this? Like, what's going on with Rachel? And he's like, you know, she's understand, but she's frustrated, obviously. And then Gabby shares, you know, you were pretty much the only guy that we had overlap with as someone mm-hmm. that we were both interested in. Mm-hmm. And I knew you kissed both of us. And when I heard her talk all about you, she, you know, I just backed off. Seems like she was more into it. So I just backed off.
Yep.
And let that be. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you know, I want to talk to Rachel. I want to see mm-hmm. how she's doing. But I am and have been interested in you.
Boo. Gabby, why? He's 26. As the day got on, he really did not seem that cute to me. I don't understand why we're fighting over this man.
He's not cute. Ugh. I don't know either. But yeah, Gabby, she just confirmed she really did like him.
Yeah,
and she didn't fight it for him enough.
Yeah.
She said, you know what, Rachel, you sound more excited. We still have, that was early days when they had like 33 guys still in the house. So she's like, whatever, take him. I'll find somebody else. Yeah. It's hot. I'm good. Like, I got a good match.
Yeah.
But I think she really did like him and was kind of butthurt about the situation. She just never said anything.
Yeah. And Logan was cute week one to me. It's after this episode that he was like,
He ain't cute.
Yeah.
Nice. Eyes look a little cockeyed.
And yeah. Like, you're just okay.
He was all right. Yeah. Good God.
Oh, man.
And yes, she's kind of like, I'm interested. We'll see. Let me talk to Rachel.
Yeah.
And he, in his confessional, still talking a whole bunch of mess. And you know, after talking with Gabby for 20 seconds, I realized why he was doing all of this. So dramatic. This is the love of your life now. Now this is the love of your life.
Ridiculous. This sounds so stupid. Oh my God. Oh
God. And then yeah, he's like, I'm in no man's land right now. I don't know where this is gonna go or I'm gonna end up. So he's just kind of floating, not on any team, just kind of on ice until Gabby comes back. Now Gabby goes to talk to Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel still got her bathrobe on, face all splotchy.
She's like, luckily they gave her some real lash extensions, but yeah.
No, okay. And yeah, she's like, you know, Logan, like, I get you're following your heart, but like, how many roses were you going to accept before jumping ship? And then to do all of this before a date, like, leaving me distressed like this, like, what the fuck?
Same question. I have the same question.
And Gabby's like, yeah, well, how'd the group date go? Like, how'd you feel before going? And Rachel's like, I didn't go. Gabby's face.
What? What? There was no date?
Yeah. And looking at her crazy, like, bitch, again? You couldn't get this shit together and just show up on the date?
Oh my God.
You can see the look at her face like, Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those,
yes.
Rachel.
Yeah.
You really didn't go.
Yeah. Oh, but I get it. I get why she didn't go. Your feelings are valid, Rachel. You didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I get it.
No, I hear her. Yeah. And she said it good. She said, I asked them to give me 100% and I was not going to be able to do that today. Yeah. So,
Yep.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So I feel her. I do feel her, but I also feel like she could have taken a pause, taken a moment. And then put that dress back on and go on the date.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.